This is a download from Unofficial Mills.
See, everyone at Radio 1 loves football, but I'm so glad that you don't. But I'm learning more, because Lloyd is our man. 2 weeks ago, I knew absolutely nothing, but Lloyd has kind of been coaching me each day, and now I know quite a lot. Hi, Lloyd.
Hello.
You right?
I'm nice, how are you?
Say hello to David, who also knows nothing about the beautiful game.
Hello, David.
Hello, Lloyd. How are you?
I'm nice, how are you?
Do you like football a lot?
Yes.
Good.
Ask me anything, Lloyd. See if I've got any better.
Who do you think will win the World Cup this year?
That's difficult, you see, because I'm supposed to say England, aren't I, at this point?
I think the best country that scores the most goals.
Yeah, that's David's answer.
That's my guess, Lloyd.
I quite fancy Argentina, though.
That's for other reasons, though.
Hmm. What happened yesterday, Lloyd?
Yesterday?
Yes.
Some men had a football match, didn't they?
Yes. England went against Ecuador. It was solid with not many chances. We still need to improve. Tell Mr. Brims to give Shrek some help.
That's Wayne Rooney. Looks like Shrek.
That's not kind.
Anything else, Lloyd?
We won 1-0. Beckham scored from a free kick in the 60th minute. So we need to say goodbye to Ecuador.
Adios, Ecuador. Anybody else?
Well, we also say goodbye to South Korea, Togo, Switzerland and Mexico.
Okay, yeah, goodbye to all them anyway. Anything that we should drop into the conversation later to make us sound like we know what we're on about?
Well, 850 qualifying matches, involving the elimination of 163 teams, were played to produce this year's 32 finalists.
Well, that sounded quite boring, as a fact. Can I ask you, why do you think that David Beckham threw up, Lloyd?
I don't know. Because of the heat.
The heat, yes. Mm. Did he throw up after he scored the goal?
Yes, after.
Oh, okay.
Right. Maybe it was excitement.
Do you sometimes throw up when you get excited, Lloyd?
No.
Right, anything else for me, Lloyd? Because I know you normally have some kind of poem or joke.
Yeah, you should have a poem for me anyway.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry, I'll do it tomorrow. Sorry.
Yeah, sure you will.
Yeah, whatever. What else have you got?
I got a poem.
Okay, good.
Oh, England, you got us through. Our hearts are racing. Beckham, we owe it to you.
Short.
Mm.
Mm. Okay, now listen, Lloyd, earlier on, you fulfilled your lifetime dream, didn't you, at the age of 10?
Yeah.
We got you out of lessons this morning so you could talk to Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Now, have you mentioned this to anybody else in your school?
Yeah, quite a few people know.
I bet they do. And how much of a hero are you at school now?
They're excited.
Okay. What did you say to your teacher? How did you get out of the class? Excuse me, miss, I need to go and call Paris Hilton.
No, they just let me go.
Wow. Well, you can find out what happened when Lloyd, off of Oswald Street, interviewed... Pardon?
Oswald Street?
Yeah, interviewed Paris Hilton on tomorrow's show. I'll actually give you a taster of that at 5.15. And, David, she's done a lovely message for you.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah.
I get on so well with her. We're such good friends, me and Paris.
You met her?
I saw her at Live 8, actually.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
And they were playing a film, you know, the very sad film of people in Africa, you know, dying of famine. Mm. And she went, oh, so sad. And then she put on some more lip gloss.
Yeah. That's her. She's done a really touching message for you. I'll play it to you later.
Sure.
So, Lloyd hasn't really made you any more interested in football at all, has he?
I like the poem. The poem was very moving. It had sort of everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, yes. I didn't mean it.
Okay, Lloyd, anything
else? I didn't know you were still there.
Anything else before you go, yes?
Which player in the World Cup has the biggest boots?
Biggest boots?
Yeah.
I've no idea.
The one with the biggest feet.
Good.
Good. All right, Lloyd, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Love you.
Love you.